The United States is currently doing the work of Vladimir Putin for him. New leaked files show that, quote, the U.S. wants to persuade four nations into leaving the European Union. NATO was strengthened throughout the past 4 years by the Biden presidency. Biden brought a NATO coalition together. Also, Putin brought the NATO coalition together by proxy because he invaded Ukraine and is looming over Eastern Europe, plotting more invasions. So the NATO coalition has been brought together. The European Union has coalesced into something stronger than it was a decade ago. And now the United States is again trying to do Vladimir Putin's bidding for him. On a really broad level, we've seen Donald Trump, Elon Musk, J.D. Vance, Peter Thiel, a lot of far-right forces try to create this far-right renaissance throughout the United States and Europe. In Europe, it's worked really well. And in the United States, it's worked even better. But we see far-right candidates being elected in multiple European countries and a far-right shift in Germany with a growing party of the far-right, France with a leader that was elected, multiple other countries, and places in the United States have leaders that are increasingly far right. This is due to the influence of online algorithms like the one that Elon Musk owns in the form of X, the influence of other countries like Russia trying to push far right populism to erode any democratic guardrails that say, hey, you can't influence foreign elections. Hey, you can't invade other countries with no mechanism to stop you. That's not okay. And now we see the ultimate form of meddling. The countries seen as targets to follow Brexit are Austria, Hungary, Italy, and Poland, according to leaked details of the U.S. national security strategy. Might I remind you that Donald Trump's envoy to the Middle East and Europe, Steve Witkoff, was caught advising Putin and his team on how to manipulate Trump into getting a deal. Throughout the past 10 months, we have seen over and over that Donald Trump makes decisions that are beneficial to Russia, and he only applies pressure on Zelensky, which is asymmetric because Zelensky is the only one that's making concessions. I say this all the time, but time and time again. Sorry, I'm really yapping in this video. And if you want to beat the far-right content by boosting this pro-democracy content, make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. But to continue my yapping, Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, has made every single concession that Donald Trump has asked, and Donald Trump has continued to just bully Zelensky unilaterally. Right when Trump got into office, he offered this shitty mineral deal to Zelensky. Zelensky flew to the United States to accept it, and Donald Trump screamed at him in the Oval Office. Zelensky still accepted the deal within a week. Trump hasn't really kept his word. Russia never accepted anything. Then Trump tried to negotiate a 30-day ceasefire. He said, lay down your arms for 30 days. Zelensky laid down his arms. Putin kept firing. He cannot be trusted. Trump then tried to broker a meeting. He said, both sides can meet. Zelensky was game to meet. Putin was not game to meet. Time and time again, Putin is the one that continues to strike, even after Trump rolled out the red carpet, didn't demand any concessions from Putin. Putin flew off, and there were no quote-unquote severe consequences like Trump promised. Trump promised for weeks there would be severe consequences if Vladimir Putin didn't accept the peace deal. There were no severe consequences. To continue, the Trump administration wants to persuade four more countries to leave the European Union to, quote, make Europe great again, according to reports of a longer, still classified version of the U.S. national security strategy released last week. There is an active strategy to weaken the European Union from the inside and encourage right-wing nationalist movements to pull countries apart. Countries like Italy, Poland, Austria, pull away from the EU and use the same Brexit playbook, which is to empower strongmen and just replace the democratic norms and guardrails that exist. You can see this model in Hungary under Viktor Orban. It's a country that still kind of holds elections, but democracy isn't really there anymore. It's a shell of a democracy, as they say. Authoritarianism is growing. With Italy, we have Giorgia Meloni. Poland, we have far-right nationalist movements. And if these countries pull away from the EU towards a more far-right populist movement, then democracy abroad is not strengthened. Then Vladimir Putin can continue to install even more stooges. It is not a good reality. We do not want that. The Trump admin wants these countries to pull away. There are also suggestions of creating a new elite C5, or the Core 5 Forum of world powers, to sideline the G7, comprising America, China, India, Japan, in Russia. Wow, sounds about right. The four EU countries seen as targets to follow Brexit are Austria, Hungary, Italy, and Poland. And again, these are just rumors. This is not likely to happen or happening over the next few months or years, but this is a United States plan to embolden this in the same way that Russia has plans to basically interfere with United States elections. That's the scary part, is that we've always thought that we have enemies abroad who are trying to interfere with elections, and that was proven in 2016 and beyond with Iran, Russia, China, and other countries. But now we have domestic actors that are perhaps even worse. Elon Musk is the richest man on the planet, or arguably one of the richest. I know there are arguments that Saudis are richer or that certain Russian people are richer, but Elon Musk is one of the richest men on the planet, and he's leveraging all of his wealth to infect algorithms with right-wing populism, which is then bleeding into real life. This is terrifying, and we need to be calling this out. People like Nick Fuentes embody this far-right populism, far-right extremism that is then boosted in every single algorithm across every single platform. The U.S. would, quote, work more with the four countries with traditions of dissent against the EU with the goal of pulling them away from the European Union. The White House denied the existence of any version of the national security strategy other than the published one. Anna Kelly, a spokeswoman, told Defense One, no alternative, private, or classified version exists. Of course, they're going to deny that classified versions exist, that classified information exists. Trump has mused about Russia or China joining the G7, the group of the seven most advanced economies of democratic countries. Well, that would inherently undermine the G7 because Russia and China aren't quite democratic countries. And Russia does not have an advanced economy. China produces a lot, but which is made up of Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States. Those are some stacked countries right there. With the European Union then participating, this is good. It advances U.S. interests. Things like NATO have prevented bloodshed. People ask in the comments, sometimes I wonder if it's Russian bots, but if people are seriously asking why NATO is important, after World War II, which is the bloodiest conflict in human history, you can look it up, the bloodiest conflict in human history, countries got together and said, how can we prevent this scale of bloodshed from happening a third time? They came up with NATO, which is a collective defense mechanism. If one country goes rogue and starts to invade a NATO country, all respond. That has acted as such a deterrence that Russia hasn't touched any NATO countries. Russia is only daring to invade Ukraine or other countries that aren't NATO involved. It is working. That is why NATO needs to be strengthened. And to an extent, Donald Trump does understand that because he's placing pressure on countries to increase their funding to 5% of their GDP. So on one hand, he's weakening the European Union and NATO and bullying our countries and placing tariffs and weakening trade, but also understands to some deep extent the threat of Russia. The unclassified security strategy set out how, quote, the days of the United States propping up the entire world order like Atlas are over. We benefited from not only, quote unquote, propping up the world order, but preventing disease via USAID. I'm not gonna leave it there, but it's some really disturbing stuff because the United States, Donald Trump, is in one hand placing pressure, undue pressure on Venezuela for regime change, involving himself in the world order, propping up the world order while trying to embolden countries like Russia, China, and Iran. I'm going to leave it there. But if you appreciate these videos, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.